They're busy in the cold storage unit at the Zimon Slaughterhouse in Rhineland-Palatinate. These pork carcasses are being exported to China. Since April, deliveries have sharply increased. African swine fever is rampant in China at the moment. It's estimated that around 200 million pigs had to be culled.
In all of Europe, there are currently around 136 million pigs. Just compare the numbers. If all of Europe were to sell every last pig to the Chinese, we still wouldn't be able to close the demand gap.
Farmer Dirk Schulze-Pellinger has profited from the increasing exports. He sells his piglets for the highest price in years. But he's still not happy about it, as new laws on animal welfare and environmental protection are pending. For example, sows are to be given twice as much space. For the farmer, it means cutting the pig population in half or increasing the size of the stables. That could cost up to 5,000 euros per stall.
With higher costs and fewer benefits, we're supposed to invest. It's incomprehensible, especially since it's not known if the African swine fever problem in China will be solved. If it is, then it's not certain what will happen next. Prices will go down and we'd have to compete massively on prices with other countries. That would cause other big problems.
Many farmers, like Hendrik Beische, don't want to invest in new stables compliant with new animal welfare and environmental protection regulations. Beische chose to give up his farm. All his pigs have been sold and the arable land leased. To remain competitive, he would have to take out a loan to build a new stable. The 40-year-old hesitates to make new investments.
That's a lot. It's not that easy to invest a million euros. There are so many regulations you have to comply with.
Around 2,200 pig farmers have given up in the past 2 years. To meet the demand, Bernhard Simon is buying pigs from France and Belgium. In Spain, the number of pigs has even increased by 4%.